There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin in Israel, and according to the member of the Knesset, Gilad Kariv, approximately 10,000 Israelis remain displaced due to rocket damage from Israel's 12-day conflict with Iran, including around 2,000 new immigrants. He emphasized the need for accessible information and praised efforts to translate warnings into multiple languages, urging additions like Amharic, French and Spanish. Experts highlight that many immigrants are unaware of their rights and are encouraging the use of support hotlines for aid. Meanwhile, Israel's Ministry for Diaspora Affairs has proposed banning five groups: Hind Rajab Foundation, Alak Europe, Law for Palestine, Dawn and Lawyers for Palestinian Human Rights, over their lawfare campaigns against Israelis. The ministry accused these organizations of promoting anti-Israel activities under the guise of humanitarian work, including supporting the prosecution of Israeli soldiers abroad. Diaspora Minister Amichai Chikli stressed that they aim to prevent these groups from entering or operating within Israel to protect the state's legitimacy. Over the past century, North American Jews have donated heavily to legacy institutions like UJA, ADL, and JNF, yet recent rising anti-Semitism has raised questions about their effectiveness. Critics argue that these organizations lack tangible results and suggest supporting grassroots activism or pro-Israel politicians instead. In Canada, the Center for Israel Jewish Affairs has replaced its longtime CEO to adopt a more adaptive approach. The community now debates whether to continue backing established groups or shift towards newer, more dynamic promotional methods. Brazil's Senate has officially established April the 12th as Brazil-Israel Friendship Day, reflecting opposition resistance to President Lula da Silva's recent hostile rhetoric towards Israel. While Lula has criticized Israel's actions in Gaza, the law underscores Brazil's historical ties and Jewish community contributions. Despite rising anti-Semitism, Brazil remains home to a significant Jewish population and maintains strong diplomatic and cultural links with Israel. Let's now look at what other stories have been making headlines. United Kingdom MPs overwhelmingly vote to ban and criminalize support for Palestine Action, designating it as a terrorist group. Experts are warning that rising Jew hatred on campuses will lead Iran-aligned and anti-Semitic cyber criminals to target Jewish and pro-Israel groups more frequently. Two French citizens who have been imprisoned in Iran for over 3 years now face serious charges, including espionage for Mossad. A Minnesota conservative synagogue now allows its clergy to participate in interfaith Jewish weddings by offering blessings and guidance, provided ceremonies occur outside the synagogue and avoid non-Jewish rituals. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar has condemned Iran's suspension of cooperation with the IAEA, urging the international community to restore sanctions. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar has announced plans to open an embassy in Estonia, describing it as an historic step to strengthen bilateral relations during his Baltic region diplomatic tour. And finally, World Jewish Relief is launching a two-day matched fundraising appeal on July the 6th to the 7th to support those affected by conflicts in Israel and Ukraine. Through its Communities Under Fire campaign, the charity will provide emotional trauma support for Israelis and aid Ukrainian families by repairing homes and infrastructure. CEO Paul Antigone emphasized the importance of solidarity amidst ongoing violence, aiming to help affected communities rebuild hope, resilience and stability amidst war and displacement. Donations are being urged to bolster emergency and long-term assistance efforts. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.